Bill, JCP also and said, you can't build within our easement. And he had no clue because it didn't come up. Yes, yeah, the one across the road. That's why there's been no development there. Yeah, it's the same thing, the, you know.
Or you're not building. You got that, John?
You were doing checks on Embry too, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. The written front, I got approval from the, I submitted and got approval for a 25-foot easement from them. They gave me a letter of approval.
He doesn't know.
He started building and then Shaw complained and they looked into it further and found out that, oh no, we have the whole.
Who complained?
Kay Shaw.
They were complaining about Little Beyond, were they?
No.
I mean, no.
No, they just came in to address theirs.
Say, well, how can he build? I should be able to. Yeah, that's what he did.
Oh.
Actually, I think he said, hey.
So even though they previously gave the approval to move forward with it, then they pulled it.
Wow.
Is Tyler company liable?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
And the fine print on the title.
Yeah, no, I would say no.
So really?
Not responsible for.
Yeah.
How is that really the title?
Because you, it's up to you.
Yes.
This is a lesson to us. If it says, subject to easements, then you're under notice that you should look and see what the heck that easement is.
Well, how far back do you go?
Then you ask the title company to go back, yeah. It's the same thing with riparian rights and stuff like that.
They produced an easement where they bought the whole railroad easement for $1,800.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole thing, $1,800.
But I mean, seriously, when you go back to the board for fire, was that everything?
Not on everything, but like if your deed descriptions say, subject to.
Well, they all do.
Right, then it's incumbent upon.
What are you supposed to do? Look at the easements on your property?
But they don't go back to your part.
They don't. Now, most of them, when you get your title binder, they're going to show the easements at record because they have the deeds. But if they're too old, they don't show them, so.
And they're all, every single property has descriptions on it.
It does.
That nobody knows.
It's just like, let me tell you, you buy your homeowner's insurance and you think it covers everything, you're going to see all the exceptions.
I mean, you remember, but if they don't uncover the exception.
They do. They're saying it's subject to easements of record.
Right. Because your deed might not say stuff.
It doesn't always.
Right, because but that doesn't really give them the restriction.
No.
I mean, remember like with the Mad Hatter where with FPL, which was a genius move, walks in with that,
Absolutely.
With those restrictions that nobody knew about.
No.
Because, you know, and that was genius.
It was genius. He did a good job.
He did a great job.
He really did. All righty, what else do you got there, Marty? Beautiful.
Back June 13th, is that?
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to. If everybody can just really read this document before June 13th, we'll finalize it as far as.
I'll make some changes.
That we talked about.
Discussion, get another copy of.
Okay.
And then for June 13th.
If you email it, would you copy me too? And then I'll just, we can just email it to everybody on the board too. Yeah.
And then can we tentatively, how much notice do you have to give on these? It's only 10 days newspaper notice, right?
Newspaper and the county.
And the county, okay.
And then adjoining towns.
And then obviously, we're going to want to let everybody know in public because we don't want to.
Right.
So what are we looking at as far as that meeting day in, because you said we might have to do a service day, right?
It's looking July 18th now.
Yeah.
We're going to get.
We have too much on there.
On July 18th, you said.
Yeah, well, the June one is when you're going to come back and talk about it.
We were talking about possibly doing it Thursday in June.
Oh, if we do a special meeting.
Yeah.
Well, we're advertised for the 22nd. That's kind of like.
We want you there for that.
Yeah.
We want you there.
You want to do back-to-back meetings?
What are you looking at, June 1?
Well, oh no, we could come in on Wednesday the 14th, Thursday the 15th.
I don't know if we can do Wednesday. I know Marty probably can't do Wednesday.
It might be okay.
It's killing. You can't do anything. You can't do anything.
Well, we have a meeting on June 27th, right?
Yeah.
So.
But I have,
Yeah, so if we're meeting.
Reapplications on that.
If we're meeting on this on June 13th.
27th.
And we could do the public hearing on June 27th.
27th.
Yeah.
Our regular scheduled.
What else is on the 27th? The 27th of Tuesday?
Yeah, it's our regular meeting.
What else is on the 27th?
Are you going to be the?
Reapplications.
The three applicants are.
Yeah, but if you discuss everything on the 13th, you're gonna, it's gonna be.
What about the public? If the public comes in and starts.
If they do, then you're, then you're screwed.
I'm calling here.
So then your next one would be the July 18th, that's what I'm saying, but you've got a lot on that one too.
So Marty, what happens to the grant is we're, the only consequence of not adopting it in June.
The 20 what?
Is that we have to, you will show up.
Yeah.
That's the only consequence. Are you positive?
What's the only consequence?
That we just have to pay for him to show up for one meeting.
Oh, okay. But I mean, June 27th, you might want to take a shot. If you, you know, you can always carry it if you don't reach.
I'm just afraid of like a bunch of people show up because they want their interest in the master plan and they start, you know, we have three applications on it, that's all.
Who's on?
Yeah, who's on that night?
Oh, there's.
East Church.
Nine New Street, that's Kevin Birdsdale's house, Birdsall's house, three East Church Street and Henry Lane.
And what are they?
Is that Bob?
East Church. You know, they're.
No.
Where's Bob?
Henry Lane, he wants to, raise his garage.
Okay. What does Kevin want to do?
I think Kevin's decks. Just decks.
I'm sure you know those guys are asking.
Then the last one? I'm just wondering if we can push one of those off to July.
I've been making these people wait.
Oh, you've been making them wait?
Unless you ask Kevin. He's not in a rush, but.
No. Definitely not.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Neither is Judge Thornton.
I have you on for the 11th.
Lorraine, I'm sure.
I have you here for July.
Oh, yeah. I'll learn everything in one time.
But Judge Thornton, no, it's blasted. She was upset.
She was really.
Just come see me first. Let's go over. Come see me first.
I'm trying to get the application.
There's no need to do it.
Yeah.
So the options are what we want to try. I just can't see us doing.
What do you think she's going to do with Arlen?
Are you back on the 29th?
We have to do a, she's got things all over. I've requested a case manager.
But are you, you're on the 29th?
No.
Okay.
The 27th or then you get, I mean, your next, unless you just.
Are you not going to be here 27th either?
27th, I'm here.
You're here. You want to try that? I just think we're going to get ourselves screwed if we put on a three application.
Or do a special meeting.
How about the Thursday, the 29th?
What month?
June?
June.
That would be good. If we can get it done in June, it's better. And I think we're better off.
That's right before 4th of July weekend.
Reviewing the master plan.
The official, we're gonna do our review on the 13th. Try to file it on the 13th.
Last June, we had a meeting on the 30th.
Which would be a special meeting.
What's that?
Last June, we had a meeting on the 30th.
No, the public would be here.
That was her last,
that was the last one.
Yeah, that's the public. For 10 days.
Go to my beach club then.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we want? The 29th? A special meeting?
Sure.
Oh, nice.
Is everyone else okay?
And if you're on Mark's side, he doesn't want you to not be.
June the 29th, this is Thursday before the 4th of July.
I'm okay with it.
Doesn't matter. I don't go anywhere.
I'll be here then, but I'm.
Exactly.
I go away in winter. So we'll give it a shot, June 29th, for, tentatively, if we're ready for it, we'll.
So Donovan's will be open by then, we can all go over and have a drink here afterwards.
June 29th, I hope we get it done. I'm all ready.
I'll tell them to walk to work, walk to the meeting.
All right, that's what I'm trying to do.
All right.
Trying.
Take their bike.
Well, not on the 13th.
Yeah. No, we just gotta make sure we notice the property, you know.
Now, wait, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Are we?
That's the only thing that we're putting on.
Are we adjourning or?
Right now?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. How do, now you're gonna notice like the residents or you just have to notice the paper?
It's just the paper and the county.
Oh, okay.
But we'll make sure the residents get noticed, but you're not gonna have to.
Well, you want to rediscuss this on the 13th.
Yeah, yes.
So we can file our signature, we want to leave here with a final document that then we want to be part of the meeting for that.
Right.
We don't want to be arguing about it after the, after public meeting.
At the 29th, yeah. You're gonna have your own.
Oh, I understood that. That's why I just said that.
Yes. A racket.
Is there any other business before the board this evening?
I'll make a motion to.
There's no one in the public, so we don't need a public portion.
He just asked if there was anything else to the public. There being no one in the public.
Is there any other business before the board this evening? Not, no one in the public?
Motion.
Adjourned. Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.